Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to the podcast this week. You're listening to The Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex. Tim and Bree are investor coaches and certified financial planners. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net or on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. Guys, the topic of conversation this week, it's football season, and it's always a good time for football in Texas anyway. So are you ready for some retirement? We won't go with football, but we'll go with, are you ready for retirement? That's what we're going to discuss. Let's have a conversation about getting ready and how that takes shape when it comes to retirement. A lot of people have reached that retirement age, whatever that age is for you, and they say they don't want to retire. But do you guys tend to find that this is either because they enjoy their job, or maybe it's a defense mechanism because they feel as though they cannot retire for financial reasons? What do you say?
A lot of times it's a defense mechanism. People have never run the numbers. They don't know what they need. They don't know what their household budget is, and they are afraid.
I also see people that they identify with their job. I'm Dr. So-and-so, or I'm CEO so-and-so, or I'm the branch manager so-and-so. And so their whole identity is tied up in their job. And they subconsciously fear the fact that, well, if I don't go to work, if I don't have my job, if I'm not the Mr. Important or Miss Important at the job, I lose my identity. I'm no longer worthwhile as a person. And that's not true. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do in retirement. So I do see some people that fear retirement because they figure their identity will disappear also.
That's a great point. I hadn't really thought about it that way. Kind of the self-worth is tied up in going to work. So that's a good point. I hadn't really considered going that way. So for these people who actually are financially able to retire, we'll just go to that side of the coin and say they're able to retire comfortably. They just lack that ability to do it. Where does that lack of confidence come from? Bree, you mentioned just not knowing the numbers. Is there some other pieces in there that you sometimes see?
That's a big part of it, is just not knowing. They're hesitant to come see someone like Bree and myself. They don't know what it's going to cost. It's just the fear of the unknown. I mean, that's just human nature. It's the fear of the unknown. And we have software that we can run projections and tell them with, you know, a high degree of certainty what the likelihood of them being successful in retirement is. I had one client that for 2 years I kept saying, it's okay, you can retire. It's okay, you can retire. But she kept working because she just didn't feel confident. And so we had a long sit down heart to heart, and I said, look, here are the numbers. Here's what you're going to have. Here's what you have available to you. You're miserable at work. Go ahead and retire. You can afford to do it. And she did. And we talked the other day, and it made me feel so good. She said, I want to thank you for helping me make the decision to retire. It was the best decision I ever made. I'm having the time of my life. I'm enjoying my life. I'm traveling. She had taken like 4 trips in the last year, and she was enjoying her retirement. And that's why we do what we do. We want to help people live an abundant life. And she was doing that. And so it really made me feel good. I mean, I walked out of the office that day on cloud 9, because that's why Bree and I are doing what we're doing. We want to help people have a great retirement and abundant retirement.
And we understand the fear of the unknown. And that's why it's such a collaborative process for us to work together, because we want to get people to that abundant life.
So we find ourselves in a situation where we're able to retire financially, but we really don't have that data. We don't know the numbers. I think some of that fear is we're used to getting the check every week or every 2 weeks or every month or whatever it is, and we're unsure what that number is going to look like. So there's a confidence piece that you were talking about. Getting those numbers run will certainly help us understand that we're going to have some security or some dependability, maybe is a better word, in our retirement. So then if we go to the other side of the coin, now you have a similar type of situation where the person says, I want to retire tomorrow. They walk in and like, I'm ready to retire as soon as I certainly can. But you unfortunately have to let them know that they're not in that financial position to do so. That's much more difficult conversation, I imagine.
That's a very difficult conversation. Unfortunately, I've had it more times than I can count with people. We're not saving enough sometimes in this country, or people aren't focusing enough on their retirement and they're putting others' needs first and not making it a priority. And then when they come around to retirement, it's not there.
So they have a lot of hard decisions to make. I had, I guess it was probably about 15 years ago, I had a gentleman walk into my office and he sat down and we started talking and he goes, I'm 57 and I want to retire at 62. I said, okay, 5 years. And he says, here's my accounts. He had a total of $50,000 in his IRA. And that's all he had. He and his wife had a combined income of $200,000. And I'm going, we have a small problem here. You know, you need $200,000 a year to live on, and you've only got $50,000 in your IRA. I go, can your wife take all her salary and put it into savings so that you can work your way towards retirement? Oh no, you know, we've got a house payment. She's got her car payment. And I go, okay, how about you? Can we take some of your salary and put, oh no, I've got to pay for my Jeep. I've got to pay for my bass boat and I got to pay for the motorhome. Basically they were living paycheck to paycheck. And I go, okay, let's just suppose that I can take this money and I can triple it in 5 years. I said, that's impossible, but let's just suppose I could. You can be retired for 1 year. And I slid the yellow sheet of paper across and showed him the numbers. And he grabs it, crumples it up and goes, well, you just can't help me. And he stormed out. There are people out there that we just can't help. But if you're close, if you think you might be able to make retirement, we can certainly help you work through it. You may have to work a little longer or you may have to change a little of your lifestyle, but we can certainly work to help you if you're willing to work with us.
And you're willing to put a plan together in place. I think the problem is those people that just want to retire and maybe don't have aren't in the financial position to do so are also the same ones that have been not living within their means or haven't been living within their means for a long time.
Yeah, and it's a great example you give, Tim, because sometimes people, you know, we're just not thinking clearly, we're not making the decisions, and then when we're presented with that black and white data, you know, unfortunately, in this situation, the person just decided to turn and go the other direction. But do you have a situation similar where people find themselves unable to retire, they need to go back to work for a little longer, you have that conversation, and then you're able to actually put that plan in place and help them achieve that goal and make up those differences?
Yes, we do. We actually just had this same situation earlier this week. We're able to put a plan together and look and see, okay, going back to work with a new salary, how's that going to affect you? How's it going to affect your retirement and your lifestyle? And the gentleman that we did this for is ecstatic. He's over the moon about his second career. And honestly, a lot of people aren't necessarily ready to retire anyway. So it's a situation where just even going back for a couple of years, 5 years, can make all the difference in the world. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same job you had in the past either. It's the perfect time to decide to do something else.
Absolutely. The client she's talking about, he went from one industry to a completely opposite industry. And he's excited about the opportunity, excited about the challenges that he's going to be seeing and doing in his new career. And before, he was really concerned and worried, and we were able to work with him and show him that, yes, you had some mistakes or life lessons. You know, he basically was taken advantage of by someone that put his money into a Ponzi scheme, and through no fault of his own, he lost a sizable portion of his retirement portfolio. But We've done a lot to help him recover, and he's very excited to be starting his new career. And so there's always possibilities.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Always possibilities. The first step is getting a plan in place. Are you ready for retirement? That's the topic of conversation here today on the Financial Flight Plan. So if you need to find out if you are ready for retirement, if you're indeed retirement ready, then go ahead and talk with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services, 817-444-8402. It's a great resource to start with. Make the call, have a conversation, sit down and talk about your situation. 817-444-8402. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Tim, Bree, thanks so much again for doing the podcast this week. Appreciate your time and your wisdom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for all our clients, go out there and lead an abundant life.
You've been listening to The Financial Flight Plan. Tune in for more podcasts on iTunes.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.